This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is the last day of February, February 28th, 5:30. Welcome to the show. Thank God it's Friday. How you doing this morning?
I just was thinking the same thing. Cannot believe it's already March tomorrow. I just don't know where February went. And then, like we always talk about, January was like 20 years. But it's so weird.
I'm so ready for it. I feel like once March comes, that's basically summer. Because spring, you have like spring break in March, and then it's basically Easter. And then when it's basically Easter, it's basically Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer. So I feel like summer starts tomorrow.
And I feel like with the weather here in Vegas, like spring is 2 weeks.
It's been so nice lately.
It's been beautiful, but then the cold will come next week. Yeah. And who knows in a couple weeks if it's going to be freezing, if it's going to be like 80s, 90s. So James and I are talking about clothes and like how we should clean out our closet. And I feel like during this time, it's so unpredictable. So I told him, let's just wait. We don't know if we need to put away our puffer jackets or we're going to need them next week.
Yeah, it's that spot right now where it's like up in the air. You just never know. I'm transitioning from spring wardrobe back to winter, back to spring. So it's like, you can't make that choice right now.
And then I just came back from Baltimore a couple weeks ago, so cold, freezing. And then I am going to be in Sacramento in a couple weeks and I don't know the weather there yet. So I have to check. Look ahead and see what like wardrobe wise what I should be packing.
Yeah, it's a toss up for sure. But ready for the weekend? Do you have big plans for the weekend?
Big plans? Not really. We have our Costco date tonight. We'll be grocery shopping tonight with me and James, and then right after that, we're going to In-N-Out. And honestly, those are our big plans for the weekend.
Why does that sound amazing, though? Right. I mean, it doesn't need to be anything insane like that. It actually sounds like so much fun.
And then I'm taking Momo a bath. That's another big thing. That is actually a big thing because she does not like baths.
Oh, he's not a fan.
He's not a fan. He growls when I'm like putting soap on him and I'm cleaning him. He'll be like he wants to get out. And
why do you end up more wet than the dog when you give your dog a bath? Like, I remember giving my dogs baths and they would just all of a sudden like do this running thing where I was holding them, but their legs are moving like they're running. I'm like, you're not going to get away. I'm going to clean you.
So every time I take Momo a bath, I actually put an apron on because I get so wet.
Very smart.
And that's Momo's trigger. He knows when I'm putting on my apron and like there's no pots and pans out, he's like, darn it, it's time for a bath. And he like surrenders in a way where like I'm walking to him with my apron and I'm about to pick him up to put him in the sink to take a bath. He does this thing where he's like rolling on his back and he concedes. He's like, fine, just take me.
He's like, I'm just not gonna waste the energy anymore.
Yeah, but other than that, what are your plans?
This weekend, we got a little bit of volleyball. We're gonna watch our daughter play volleyball. The Vegas Thrill are back in town, so they have a game on Sunday. It's an early game, 3:00, so I'm going to be the in-arena host for that. And yeah, just kind of catching up on stuff. We started watching The Traitors, and that's my terrible accent. I was trying to be all cool, but
is that how they say it? Is it like a British show?
It's not British. It's I think Scottish, the traitors. I can't do it like he does it, but it's really good. And then we want to start watching that Paradise show that everybody is talking about, and with Sterling K. Brown. And I have so many friends that are like, you haven't started it yet. You got to start it. I want to talk about it. The goal is to get that started this weekend. I guess the last episode that came out, everybody is talking about. So it's like, you know, when you're on social media and you see something is about something, but you don't want it spoiled. So I'm like, scroll past, like, don't look at that. I know it's about Paradise, so I got to move on. But that's like the big show right now.
What streaming service is Paradise
is
on?
Is it Hulu, I believe?
Oh, yep. I just looked it up.
Yeah, everybody is talking about that one right now. If you're watching it, call us or text us. Let us know. Like, is it as amazing as everyone is saying? One of my really good friends, she's like my go-to show friend. If I want to find a new show, I talk to her about it. And she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you haven't started it yet.
So. Oh my God, this looks so good. Just like looking and reading about it, I think I would love that. I'm not a really huge thriller show fan, but I love Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, like literally just 2 seconds ago, we got a text. Paradise is so good. So yeah, the goal is to start that this weekend. We'll see what we can do. But yeah, we're super excited. And we're excited it's Friday. We have a really good show coming up for you. Of course, we've got some Disney passes to give away. The happiest place on earth, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for you at 7:30 with a Mega Minute. I meant to talk to you about this after the show yesterday, and I totally spaced it. I just remember now. We have an extra 4-pack, right?
We have an extra 4-pack of Disney tickets to give away, other than 7:30.
I thought of a way to give them away.
Ooh.
So I'll talk to you about that off the air. And then if we agree on how we do that, then we'll announce that here in just a few minutes. But we've got that going on. It's Friday. We've got the Friday Rewind in the 9 o'clock hour. Get those early requests in for your favorite songs from the 90s and 2000s. We would love to play them for you. But in the meantime, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Finally by Cece Peniston? Do you want to hear Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz? Do you want to hear My Love by Justin Timberlake and T.I.? I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Go to our Facebook page. You can vote right there, Mercedes in the Morning. You can also tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Show this morning on the way next, one mom's hack for teaching her daughter the alphabet is being slammed. People are saying it's disgusting. People are saying it's embarrassing. What do you think? We'll tell you about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz is a pre-show You Pick 'Em.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show You Pick 'Em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Kids are so impressionable, and just from a very young age, they learn things by watching, by listening, and one of the first staples of childhood is learning your ABCs, right?
Of course.
So there's a mom who's gone viral for her hack in teaching her child the ABCs. Now, there's a couple of books out that help with that through fashion. There's a book called ABCs of Fashion and another one called ABCs of Luxury, A Bougie Baby's Guide. So it basically...
A Bougie Baby's Guide, okay.
It basically introduces young kids to fashion's biggest names. G is for Gucci. H is for Hermes. And she posted a video of her teaching this hack to her child.
D is for
Dior.
E is for Etudes. F is for
Fender.
out. Get is for Gucci.
Gucci.
Her is for
Hermes.
Hermes, yeah. J is for Jack.
Jackman.
Jackmas.
Jackman.
K is for Kenzo.
Kenzo.
L is for
Louis Vuitton.
What? This little kid knows Dior, Gucci, Louis Vuitton.
And the way their accent is, it makes them even more like high fashion proper. And just, I'm so shocked. This baby knows more than I do.
Well, this woman is getting torched in her comments. A lot of people feel like this is just so wrong in so many ways. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Some of the comments are like, I feel like this, like the Kardashians read this book to their children. This is disgusting and embarrassing, idolizing the rich. This says, feels like you are indoctrinating your daughter into consumerism and capitalism, which are destroying and exploiting countless lives. What's your take on this? Is it all in good fun? I mean, this is a baby. Does a baby know what Gucci means? No. But at the same time, I kind of feel like you're really setting yourself up for an expensive middle school and teen years.
And hey, if they have the money for it and they have, like, if let's say her closet is surrounded by all of these designer brands, hey, who's to blame her and who's to tell her how to teach her own kid what to say and how to say things? It's just the fact that you're right. This kid is going to grow up, be like, I knew Elle for Louis Vuitton at 6 months, or how old do people start reading? Like kids?
Oh gosh, they don't start reading till they're like four, five. Okay. Well, maybe younger, but yeah, it's right around that age.
Still, it's just, I mean, it's interesting to see like how we're so different from these people. Like, I was learning A for apple, B for boy, not A for all these other designers.
Yeah, I'd say, I think that we just naturally want to gravitate towards hating people that are rich. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that people are like, oh, they're rich. Who can, you know? And hey, I wish I was in their spot. I'm not going to lie. I wish I, you know, had the money to dress my kid in Gucci. Would I do it? No, I'm far too cheap. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's the immediate reaction. It's like, outrage. How dare you teach her Dior? How dare you teach her Gucci? But at the same time, part of me is like, man, that would be cool to not have to worry about my bills like that.
No,
I don't know. I feel like sometimes people love to get outraged about things that in the end don't matter. Like, why do you care?
And there's a book that someone already made a book out.
Yeah,
for it.
it's literally out there. Don just sent us a text. It says, not wrong. Learning is learning. I studied fashion and I think it's great. It's funny though, because Don, I don't know if you were this way, but as a kid, I didn't know what Louis Vuitton, I didn't know what Gucci, I didn't know what Fendi, I didn't know what any of these things were until well into my 20s. I didn't know that those were brands. What is that?
I knew Walmart, I knew Payless,
oh,
I
yeah.
knew Sam's Club.
Target!
All of those.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning! It is, wow, it's finally Friday, you guys.
Yes.
February 28th, it is 6:04. Welcome to the show. So good to have you here. We are so ready for the weekend. I'm super, super excited. There's like so, I love Fridays because usually, it's actually technically like on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. But we get a bunch of new music, and last night was just huge as far as new music goes. Actually, in the afternoon, Benson Boone dropped a new song.
I heard.
Did you like it?
I have only heard a snippet.
Okay. It's, you know what? We'll play some snippets here for you guys if you want to hear some of the new music. Halsey came out with a new one. We talked about earlier this week, Lizzo has a new one. Shall we listen to some of these?
Please.
Do you guys want to hear some of these? Okay. So here is the one from, the new one from Benson Boone. It's, I got to listen to this. Gosh, I think it was late last week, and I think it's really good. It's called Sorry, I'm Here for Someone Else. What's funny is when we listened to it, they had named it yet. They're like, Benson still hasn't decided on what he wants to call this song.
So he just, within the week, he just found...
They just gave it a title.
Wow.
Because we were like, well, what's it called? She's like, well, Benson hasn't decided. He's going back and forth on titles for the song. I was like, really?
Wow.
So here is Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else.
Sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well.
I love it.
I love it too.
It's like it's a different sound. It's a more poppy synth kind of sound.
Yes.
Compared to his hard rocky sound that we've heard before.
I love it too because it gives us a melody that I haven't heard from him before. So it's nice to hear and it's kind of refreshing.
Like do you guys want us to play it? Maybe we should play the whole song here this hour. I think that at least one of these new songs.
Let's do it.
Think? Okay. Here is the new one from Halsey. This song is called Safe Word. Like 90s rock girl group, does it not?
Yes, it actually reminds me of this song right here. Decepticon by Le Tigre.
I don't know this song.
Oh, I love this. I think it was 90s, but it gives me that pop rock vibe, don't you think? They're very similar in sound.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't place it. What does it remind me of? It reminds me of something. Let me listen again. What does it remind you guys? The same song as Steph, or is there a different one?
Maybe Olivia Rodrigo.
It does. I hear Olivia Rodrigo for sure, but I hear a 90s, like, is it Hole? Hole?
Oh, maybe.
Like Celebrity Skin?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh my gosh, I think that might be it.
Here you go. Kind of.
Maybe just a little faster, a little more sped up. Yeah. I can't place it, but that's the new one from Halsey. And then Lizzo has new music out. We've been talking about Lizzo and her taking a couple of years off. She's been working on this new era for 2 years. This song is called Love in Real Life. Hey, ho, hey, ho, give me something with a little tempo. Hey, ho, hey, ho, give me something. I'm loving all of these experiments here. These are great.
Both Halsey's new and Lizzo's new music gives me a lot of 90s pop
yes,
vibes.
You hear the yes. inspo for sure. Okay, so which new music song do you guys want to hear? We'll play it here in a couple of minutes. Call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Benson Boone, Halsey, or Lizzo? Which is the one you want to hear the whole song of? Well, I'll count your votes and we'll figure out which one we're going to play here. That is all on the way. Also on the way this morning, more Disneyland tickets for you at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And we have another extra 4-pack we're going to be giving away in the 8 o'clock hour. How? Details on that coming up in just a few minutes. But on the way next, we have What's Trending. There are suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. We have the latest coming up in What's Trending. That's new mix music from Benson Boone. Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, so Gene Hackman is trending this morning, and we talked about his untimely death of him, his wife, their dog, and everyone just kind of assumed it was carbon monoxide poisoning. That right. was kind of the speculation. It was never confirmed, but that's just what everyone thought. Well, some disturbing new details have come to light concerning their death. A Santa Fe detective, they told TMZ that his wife, Betsy Arakawa, she was found lying on her right side in the bathroom with a black space heater near her head. Police think that the heater may have fallen off of the counter, possibly when she fell. That is, if she did fall. There was also an open prescription bottle on the countertop. Pills were scattered all around it. Here's a really kind of disturbing part, and just a little bit of a warning for you. Her body decomposed and showing signs of quote, mummification.
Mummification, if correct me if I'm wrong, means that the body had been for weeks or days.
It's
possibly
been for a long time. Mm. Now, Gene Hackman, he was found in a mudroom right off of the kitchen, and police think he may have fallen suddenly because his glasses, they seem to be thrown off of his body. He was fully clothed. His body was, they say it was in similar condition to his wife's. The dog, which was a German Shepherd, was found in a closet near the bathroom
where the wife was, correct?
Yes, but the couple's two other dogs, they were fine. They were alive and healthy. Something's up. The maintenance workers who found Gene and Betsy said they hadn't seen them in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So the front door was ajar when police arrived, but there were no signs of forced entry. As for speculation on that carbon monoxide thing, the New Mexico Gas Company came out. They inspected the property. They didn't find any signs of a gas leak. So at this point, police don't really know how they died, but they got a warrant to search the property. They said that the circumstances were suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search, I'll say.
Yeah.
And then they didn't find any evidence of any kind of blunt force trauma, but they did seize objects that any blunt force objects just in case they missed something. Meanwhile, the coroner's office says that the cause of death, that's not going to be determined for the next month or so. And even though Gene was 95 years old, his daughter says he was in really good condition. He did yoga, he did Pilates, like he was, it didn't make sense to her.
What confuses me and what really was just like, what's going on is how the other two dogs were alive and healthy, but the other dog was found dead, right?
A closet, which tells me someone put the dog in there. Maybe he was barking, or I don't know. I'm not trying
to see what you're saying.
You know, like get that dog in there, and then they forgot about it and left it in there.
It's like, can we rule out, like, just thinking out loud, is do we rule out the carbon monoxide discussion? Because if that was the case, don't you think the other two dogs would have passed as well?
Well, I'm wondering, because the door was ajar, if they were able to go in and out, and maybe they weren't in there.
Okay.
But I don't think it was carbon monoxide. The gas company said there's no leak.
Right.
So I think that's off the table at this point.
It's just so bizarre. I'm trying to envision everything in my head while you're saying it, and I just can't put two and two together.
It's really suspicious, honestly. And I obviously don't have all the evidence, but just from the outside looking in, it seems like there was someone else involved in this. I'm sure we're going to get more details as the weeks come and go, but just sad, sad story and really shocking developments. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we love to hear from you. If you want to comment on something, you have a question, we are here. Our number is 702-364-9400. And use that now if you've ever been in this situation. So if you lose a lot of weight, be prepared to shed a few friends too, because researchers have found that the vast majority of women emerge from weight loss with at least one altered relationship.
Wow.
You lose weight, whether it's for vanity, health, whatever, but you will have relationships that change. Has anyone ever been in that situation? 702-364-9400. Some friends may fear that you're going to become different after you lose weight. Others may feel threatened by your success or upset that you no longer want to do unhealthy things like skipping the gym and hanging out or going out to eat or things like
or
that.
Or drinking on the weekends.
Yes. Oh. Has anyone experienced that? As far as, you know, I've seen some celebrities that have lost weight and the criticism that comes with that. It's like you can't win. You can't lose. You can't win no matter what happens because like someone say like Jonah Hill. He is a heavier guy and everyone's like, oh, that's unhealthy. He's so heavy. So he loses the weight and they're like, ah, he's not as funny anymore. He's
why?
Like, I hear that a lot from people. Now with women, you've got the dynamic of female relationships and let's face it, female relationships can be tricky sometimes. And so do you think there's a jealousy factor? What do you think?
I think that might be jealousy. I mean, I think that people like they see their friend who maybe was a little overweight and they saw that they lost a lot of weight and they realize like, wow, I'm not as maybe we're not the same. Maybe you're better than me. Maybe you're hotter than me. And then that jealousy factor might come in.
Amanda is on. Hey, Amanda, good morning. You've actually gone through this, huh?
I did go through this. Yes, I lost 50 pounds and I lost 3 friends in the process.
3?
Wow. 3 friends and 50 pounds. I mean, that's more than 15 pounds per friend here.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, you know, my health was in question. I was on the verge of diabetes. And so I went on the weight loss drugs and I was exercising. I changed my diet and I thought my friends would be happy for me. But no, instead, they avoid me. They go out with each other now and they don't invite me. And, you know, I don't know what I did wrong.
Do you feel like it's a jealousy thing? Do you feel like you've changed in any way that maybe they don't want to hang out with you? Like, what do you attribute it to?
I'm still me. I mean, I feel better now that I'm lighter.
Some people don't like when people feel better about themselves.
Why?
So, you know, it's so sad. Hey, Amanda, hang on the line one second. We're getting a lot of calls right now. Let's talk to Cassie. Cassie, good morning. Now, you are kind of in the opposite situation. What happened to you?
So I had a friend that was a lot like Mercedes. Amanda.
Uh-huh.
And she lost a lot of weight, which, like, we wanted her to. Like, we were rooting for her. And, like, I don't want to come off rude like this. I just want to be, like, honest. But Amanda, like, my friend started having an attitude and making it all about her. And, like, that, me and the other girls started to, like, drift away from her. So I just wanted to, like, say, like, maybe if you're having like an attitude about it or making it all about you, like that might have been why there started becoming a rift. Because like my friend, she would start saying things like, oh, you know, like since I am no longer a size 10 and now I'm like a size 4, all of my clothes no longer fit me anymore.
And you just get sick of hearing about it.
Yeah. And it would be like random times, like at dinner, or we'd be like walking through the mall and she'd be like pulling up her pants, which is like a normal thing to do. And then she'd be like, all my clothes don't fit. I have to buy so much more. You know what I mean? It just started becoming like bragging and stuff. And we're like,
hold on, oh, Cassie. I want to bring you in with Amanda. Amanda, did you hear what Cassie said? Do you feel like maybe you're becoming a little more vocal about your weight loss and it's maybe making your friends upset?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, you talk about it making it all about me. My weight loss is about me, you know, but I don't need to talk about it all the time. You know, maybe they're jealous that I lost all this weight.
I
don't know.
I feel like we should be happy for you know, people like Amanda who have done that. But Cassie, I do kind of see where you're coming from, where it's like every conversation, if it's going to revolve around that, Did you ever say anything to your friend where you were like, hey, we love you, we're happy for you, let's talk about other things? Have you ever said anything like that?
I didn't, but I know one of the other girls did, and like, she didn't take it very well.
Are you guys still friends with her, or are you at least trying to repair that friendship?
Well, she thought that we were being really rude and stuff, which is, you know, kind of my hesitancy of coming on the air for Amanda. But so like, we're kind of more acquaintances now.
Well, I'm so sorry about that, Cassie. And Amanda, I'm also sorry that you lost friends. We're getting a lot of texts. Some people are saying, hey, if you lost friends, they weren't your for real friends to start out with. I love this one. It says, I've recently lost about 40 pounds. I don't get asked to lunch by my coworkers. Oh, wait, I never did. LOL.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This year's Razzies, the awards that celebrate the worst in cinema, they are almost here. The Golden Raspberry Awards, they highlight the worst films and the worst performances of the year. And leading the pack this time is Joker, Folie à Deux.
Oh.
7 nominations. The leads for the sequel, supervillain origin story, Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix, they're both nominated. Did you ever see that one?
I never. James wanted to watch it. I'm like, not really, no. And it's a musical, correct?
Yeah, I wanted to see it too, but I guess I never got out opening weekend, and then I unfairly, based on what I was hearing about it, said, oh, it sounds like it sucks, I'm not going to bother. But I did hear from a couple of people that it was decent. Did anybody out there see it, and what did you think? Is this worthy of 7 Razzie nominations? Phoenix, he won the Oscar for playing the exact same role in the original film. That was not a musical, however, but other films up for consideration include Borderlands, Madame Web, Reagan. Those all got 6 nominations each. So the winners are going to be unveiled tomorrow. And of course, those lead up to the Oscars, which are on Sunday.
I think that the Lady Gaga playing Harley Quinn really hyped it up, and people were expecting so much that they were like, ooh. Is a bummer.
Yeah, never mind. Didn't live up to the expectations or what? Lady Gaga's so talented. I was kind of surprised to see that she didn't get the accolades on that one. But yeah, I guess we got to see it ourselves to make a good judgment on that. Also this morning, Travis Kelce, he has confirmed he will not retire after 12 years in the NFL. We were just talking about this. And in fact, he texted Pat McAfee, who's a sports analyst, and he texted him, I'm coming back for sure. So the news of his return comes as all these rumors were swirling that he was done. He was retiring from football altogether, even though they had the Chiefs had a tough Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. He's reportedly determined to get in the best shape of his life, get back to the mountaintop, he said. And he says he owes it to his teammates to give it his all and return to the field.
Yeah, if I were him, I would not want to end my retirement on that big loss at the Super Bowl. I would want to come back. I'd be like, I am the best I could be. I gave it my all. We ended on a high and then retire.
He's 35 years old. I mean, that I don't think that's ancient in football years. I know it's probably on the other side of the hill, but I still think he's extremely talented. He had a bad game. But their team had a bad game. It happens.
But not a horrible season. They had a great season.
Exactly. So I think he's got a lot of play left in him.
And Taylor Swift bringing in that money for the NFL.
Oh, you know the NFL was like, thank you.
Please.
Thank you so much. All right. Finally, this morning, some young people think that they are going to have a ton of kids, and then they have one after they realize how exhausting and expensive those children are, right? Mm-hmm. I remember when I was younger, I thought, I'm having 4 kids. And then I had the first one, like, this is hard, but I still want another one. And then I had 2, and I was like, we're good.
I'm done.
I mean, it's amazing, but don't get me wrong, but man, they are expensive. Anyway, there's this new study out that shows that having kids is good for your brain, especially having a ton of them. Having more children is linked to increased brain connectivity in areas that typically decline with age. So kids can actually protect against brain aging. This effect was seen in both moms and dads. So it's not about like going through a pregnancy. It's actually in the caregiving experience. Mm. And for men specifically, having more kids was associated with increased grip strength.
Hey, come back over here.
But I didn't know this. I did not know this. Did you know increased grip strength is a predictor of your overall brain health?
What?
So if you have a good grip strength, that indicates good brain health.
Forget it for me. James and I will mess around like at the park and go on the playground. And you know, like the monkey bars?
Yeah.
Where you go like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So James like, come on, let's go back and forth. Like he's a drill sergeant. And I'm like, I could barely go one monkey bar. You're kidding me.
My dad used to sit and watch TV and hold that thing that you squeezed
mm-hmm.
for his grip strength and it would help his forearms get bigger. And he'd just sit there and go click, 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 click.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'd try it one time. I was like, like I could not move that thing.
No, it's tough. Okay, going back to the kids thing, Mercedes, if money wasn't a factor and time and work, would you have more than two kids?
I would. And that was actually kind of like a sensitive topic in my house for a while because I really wanted a third and Matt was like, no. And I just didn't think it was fair because he was like, no. And then, okay, end of discussion.
No, go back and forth.
And so that was really a sensitive topic. And then, you know, at the end of the day, I just was kind of like, I'm not going to fight about this. We have two beautiful daughters. So many people were like, don't you want a son? I'm like, no, I just want another kid. Like, I don't care what it is. But what about you and James? Do you guys think you want to have kids? And if so, how many do you want to have?
I would love kids. Right now, we're still thinking about the time frame. But I told James, too. I'm like, I want five kids. I want three girls, two boys. I want two dogs. And he goes, you're crazy, girl. We can barely afford Momo.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to wait any longer, get him one of those grip strength things. He needs to work on that for sure.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Amy, good morning. You're caller 20.
Oh my gosh. Yay, I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. Today's going to be the day, Amy. I can feel it. You're going to win this $875 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. All you got to do is guess the song faster than I can. Are you pretty good at music and recognizing it?
I hope. I want this so bad. I want to beat the crap out of you.
And I don't take offense to that. Like, I literally want you to do the same. So, okay, Amy, here's the deal. I'm going to step out, give you a chance at doing this. I'm crossing my fingers for you. I hope you win, and I'll be back as soon as you're done. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's heading out of her studio. She goes outside, so she can't hear a thing. All right, Amy.
I believe it.
This is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. And within 5 seconds, you got to give me something once you shout out, got it, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Amy. Take a deep breath, because the next sound that you hear is the song, and it would help that my timer was up. Let me put it up. And the song starts now.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city.
That's 20 seconds, Amy. You got something?
I don't know.
You don't know it? So sorry. One more time. Talk right into the microphone of your phone. What is it, Amy?
My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Okay, I'm bringing in Mercedes. Let's not talk about the game anymore. Okay.
Got it.
All right, Amy. What are you doing right now?
We're driving Luna to school at Founders Classical Academy.
Nice. Okay, well, Mercedes is back.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Let's see here.
Let me beat the crap out of me.
I love that. She said that, by the way.
I love that.
Okay, and then let's do it. Okay, so, Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song, and the song starts now.
Oh, got it.
What do you got?
Only because it's one of my favorite songs ever. Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Sorry. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's her favorite song too.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Amy, she also got the song correct.
She did.
But she stopped the clock at 20 seconds and you stopped it at 3 seconds.
Oh, Amy, I'm so sorry. I really wanted to lose. This is one of my favorite songs.
She wanted to beat the crap out of you.
I know.
But she didn't.
And no offense taken, Amy. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for trying. Hey, the good news is our jackpot just got bigger. A $900 diamond pendant when we play on Monday. That's insane. And one of my favorite songs ever. Man, what a good Friday this is. My Chemical Romance on Mix.
When I was a young boy, my father.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I feel like I've had this conversation before. I'm getting deja vu, but every year it fascinates me. Is there something like in your culture or maybe a food in your culture or in your region where you grew up that is really popular, but the rest of the world may not be as well versed in it? And I'm talking about Punchki? Am I saying it right? First of all, it's spelled completely different. It's P-A-C-Z-K-I. But it's pronounced Punchki, I believe. Anyone that knows, please help. 702-364-9400. And there is a Punchki Day, and it does not fall on the same day every year because it's celebrated on Fat Tuesday, which moves in relation to Easter. And this year, it's falling on March 4th, next week. And so Punchki Day isn't a day to indulge in these Punchkis. What is that? It's like a traditional Polish style donut. And a lot of local bakeries and grocery stores will make them different flavors during the day. So it's filled with different fruit jams like prune and apricot and plum. And some other bakeries will make a little American twist to it and put in like custard or chocolate or lemon and things like that.
Ooh, I'm looking at some of the photos online of Punchki Day. Am I saying that day?
Punchki, yeah.
Okay, and then it's a Polish jelly-filled donut. And the picture that they show, it looks so tasty. It looks so fluffy. And I just hope that we're saying it right.
I know. What is the thing that's big in your culture or your region that not a lot of people know about? If you haven't, do you buy Punchkis for Punchki Day for Fat Tuesday? 702-364-9400. And is there anywhere locally that sells these so, you know, we can celebrate along with everyone else on March 4th? Jennifer just sent us a text at 702-364-9400, and she says it's Polish holiday. I think the ethnic holidays are a dying tradition. They need to be preserved and upheld. Is there something that you like is big for you culturally or regionally that you absolutely love, but the rest of the world doesn't really know about it?
I'm from Chula Vista, California. It's a suburb right below San Diego. And one of the things that people don't know about Chula Vista is they're known for their lemons. We have a lemon festival every single year in August, and they go all out. There's live music, there's vendors. They even have like a lemon cook-off, like with dishes. It is so cool. And yeah, before kind of like the houses were built in Chula Vista, it was known for being like all the lemons would be transported from Chula Vista all across the world.
That's amazing. I totally learned something new. For my family, like region, it's a region thing, it's a cultural thing. It's chili. I've talked about it before, and it's not like your chili, C-H-I-L-I. It's not like the beans and the ground beef and stuff that you eat with cornbread. We're talking about New Mexico chili, red chili, green chili. There's green chili season. Like, we would drive to New Mexico and buy bags of the Hatch chili, and then we take it home, and my mom would stand in the backyard and roast it for hours, and then we'd pack it up and freeze it and like peel it and all that. And in New Mexico, and maybe in other, you know, heavily Hispanic areas, they do this too, but I always remember if we go out to eat in New Mexico and you wanted, you ordered something that had chili on it, they'd say red or green. That's all. Like, they wouldn't even mention chili. They'd just be like, okay, red or green. And you tell them, you know, okay, I want some red tonight. And they'd be like, okay, you got it. But my dad would always say, Christmas. And they knew right away, like, what he meant. I'm like, why does he always say Christmas? That means you want a combination of both the red and the green chili.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Christmas, and red and green.
And they're like, Christmas. Okay, gotcha. All right. And so that's just like a regional thing that it was so, so big for us.
When I moved to Las Vegas, I didn't know this was so huge, but the Las Vegas Greek Festival here in town.
That's so fun.
I went for the first time and I was so in shock. It's huge. There's tons of people there. And then I tried the Euros, and the dance floor is just packed with people like dancing barefoot. And it is so cool going to that Orthodox church. And I was just like culture shock. Like, wow, the Greek festival is a huge thing here.
It's lit. It's totally lit. We're getting some calls. We can grab those and then read some of your texts here. Boodle fight in the Philippines. Look that up. Boodle fight. Okay. We're going to have to talk about that. This one says, we're from Colorado. We miss green chili. This one says, there is a Polish deli on Charleston and Jones. We'll have to completely check that one out. What's a boodle fight? Do you know that?
A boodle?
For Philippines?
Oh, is that the chicken fights?
Is that what it is?
If it's the chicken fights, they're huge in the Philippines.
Well, we're going to have to check out some punchkis here on March 4th. And so in Hawaii, we're getting a lot of texts, malasadas for Fat Tuesday.
Leonard.
Which looks like very similar to the punchkis. So
yeah.
I'm just glad I'm saying it right. Oh my gosh. All right. It's time to win. Who is ready to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort? It's your chance right now with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, and those tickets are yours. Not only that, but you will be entered in the grand prize drawing, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, along with upgraded tickets for 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland. So caller 20 right now, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Jade, you are caller 20.
Woohoo! So exciting.
All right, we are excited. This is your chance to win with the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time, and you're going to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. How cool would that be?
That would be amazing.
Are you flying solo today, or do you have anyone there that's going to be helping you out?
I'm the only one participating. I do have my toddler in the bathtub right here, so she's here for moral support.
Okay, moral support. We love that. What's your toddler's name?
Iris.
Iris, I love it. Okay, Iris and Jade, we are going to do this. I sense a big win coming up.
Me too. Okay, Jade, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate make up what snack?
S'mores.
Yes. Who is the Disney princess with the 7 dwarfs?
Snow White.
Yes. The Mavericks is an NBA team from which city?
Houston?
No. Finish this Disney TV show. The Sweet Life of who?
Zach and Cody.
Yes. How many degrees are in a right angle?
90.
Yes. In what part of California Adventure would you find the Radiator Springs ride?
In Radiator Springs?
No. In which Las Vegas casino would you find the Shark Reef Aquarium?
Mandalay Bay.
Yes. What is the world's smallest ocean?
The Indian Ocean?
No. Which Disney movie is about an elephant with big ears?
Dumbo.
Yes. In which Disney movie did the Jonas Brothers get their debut in?
Camp Rock.
Yes, the Mavericks are from
Dallas.
What? Yes. What part of California? I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I guess I was trying to help you subliminally, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter because you still had.
That would have been my next guess.
Okay,
honestly.
Okay.
She would have wanted that part. That
I
answer.
Think I knew she was about to say that, and that's why I accidentally flubbed that. But Jade, Iris in the tub. I'm so sorry. You did miss out on a couple. So in the part of California Adventure that you would find the Radiator Springs ride, that's Cars Land. Cars Land. The world's smallest ocean. I had no idea. That's the Arctic Ocean. So those were the two. Now you're never gonna forget that, Jade. Like that's
definitely not.
Literally
that's
gonna be
in my brain.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for trying on the Mega Minute. A couple of things. First, caller 20 right now. You're gonna get these passes for 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you're gonna be entered in that grand prize drawing for a 2-night stay along with upgrades. Upgraded tickets. Second piece of business here. That was not your last chance to win Disneyland tickets. Coming up next hour, we'll have another 4-pack of 2-day, one park per day tickets for Disneyland for you. All you have to do is listen for us to play an artist who has starred on a Disney Channel show.
Ooh.
Okay.
Say that again.
Who has starred on a Disney Channel show. It could be the 90s, the 2000s. At any point, when you hear us play an artist that has starred on a Disney Channel show, you'll want to be caller 20 and you'll get a 4-pack of tickets. It could happen anytime after 8 o'clock, but before 9 o'clock. So keep listening. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I was just singing and listening to that Lumineer song. It sounds just like the new Lizzo song that just came out today, Love in Real Life.
Really?
Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Not... Basically, they both say hey ho in it. That's about it. But I do like the sound of that. What do you guys think? Brand new Lizzo came out today. This isn't part of the Hot 3. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I love the randomness. It's great.
It's
but
fun.
It's also relevant. It just came out today.
Yeah. Also, Halsey's new song came out today.
Like this one.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of texts and feedback on these. And then Benson Boone's brand new one. It's good to see your face. Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else, which didn't have a song title until the last couple of days. He could not figure out what he wanted to call this song.
That's so crazy. Like, let's write a whole song and not know the title until a day before or 2 days before the release date.
That just shows, like, how much, like, he was, you know, thinking about it. And it's very important to him. And I love that about Benson. So, yeah, some new music out today. Also, something a lot of people are talking about, daylight saving time. So, it's a week from Sunday, you guys. It's coming up.
No way.
Yeah. This is the one where we lose the hour of sleep.
Ugh.
And so experts are saying there are some things we can do now to prep that will lessen the nasty effects. You know, just maintaining the schedule is really important. Stick to getting your 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. If you even get that, I was going to say like more like 5, but okay.
Yep.
Also, they say start prepping for the change now. Go to bed earlier just by 15 minutes each day. And that will help you ease into the change.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Oh, gosh. Last night, I didn't go to bed till 10:30. So I stayed up pretty late. That's kind of my average is right around 10:30.
Yeah, it depends. Like, if I'm super tired, I'll go to bed around, like, 9:15. That's really
that
early.
That sounds amazing.
And then last night, I went to bed, I think, around, like, 10. 10 is
kind of the average for you.
Yeah.
They say also get enough daylight, avoid eating late, things like that. And make sure you put away those electronic devices at least an hour before you plan to go to bed. Again, all wishful thinking. Also today, so tonight you might want to get your camera or your phone ready because there's going to be another solar system event in the sky tonight and it should be pretty cool. I don't know how well we'll see it here in Las Vegas just because we have all these bright lights, but just after sunset, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, they're going to line up in the night sky. and it's what's being called a planetary parade.
Wow.
It's going to be really cool. While Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, they will be visible to the naked eye. Mercury may be challenging to spot because of its proximity to the horizon and the sun's glare, but Uranus and Neptune will require binoculars or a telescope if you want to see it. But for optimal viewing, yeah, you're going to want to find a location with minimal light pollution, and Las Vegas is probably not the best city for that. But there's a bunch of stargazing apps and websites that can help you in pinpointing each planet's position. It's going to be really cool. So, you know, try and check that out tonight.
And poor Pluto, still no longer a planet, huh?
Yeah, doesn't get that. In my mind, it's still a planet. I don't care what anyone says. It's still a planet.
Me too.
Mind, yeah.
Pluto's our planet. Okay.
Finally, this morning, speaking of planets and space, what do you think about this? So Katy Perry and Gayle King, they're going to be joining Blue Origin's first all-female crew on a space flight this spring.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to join four other women. Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, aerospace engineer Aisha Bowe, civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen, and film producer Carrie Ann Flynn. And Katie shared her excitement on Instagram. She said, "If you had told me that I would be a part of the first ever all-female crew in space, I never would have believed you." She also said she was excited to show all of the young and most vulnerable among us to reach for the stars. If they came to you and they said, "Hey, we have a spot for you on this flight, this Blue Origins flight. No, you don't have to pay. It's all set, reserved for you." Would you do it?
How long will I be gone for?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a pretty quick thing. I think it's like that day. I don't think they're sticking around up there.
With all the things going on with like airplanes right now and like going up in the sky, I don't know if I would. It's kind of scary. Although the opportunity sounds amazing, I would be very, very leery about that. What about you?
I think I would do it. I think I would do it because, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. True. And I'd always think about not doing it. Like there was something when I first moved to Las Vegas, I had the opportunity to do and I turned it down.
What happened? Can you say it?
Yeah. I think about it every day. Like, why did I turn that down? That would have been the coolest experience. And I turned it down because I was too scared. And now I'm kicking myself. So when we first moved here, I got offered the chance to fly with the Thunderbirds.
You had an opportunity to fly with the Thunderbirds and you said no?
I said no. Ugh. What an idiot. What an idiot I was. Like, you have to get an invitation for that. I got an invitation and they were like, "Would you like to do this? Once in a lifetime opportunity." And I was like, nah. And I'm like, what an idiot I was. Like, why didn't I do that? So I think about that all the time.
Mercedes, you could have been the next Top Gun. What are we doing? You could have been in the air. And who knows what other opportunities would have come from this
I know. All I heard was 9 Gs. And I thought I would throw up. And I probably would.
Ooh, but I'm sure
that's happened before. And yeah, like that was just the dumbest thing. And so I think about that to this day. So yes, if they offered me the chance to do that, heck, if someone offered me a chance to fly free in a Frontier flight, I would take that opportunity
yes,
too.
Frontier.
You know, you got it. Broadcasting by Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, make sure you are listening because this hour before 9 o'clock, when you hear us play a song from a person that has appeared and starred in a Disney show, you could win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Be listening. It could happen anytime before 9 o'clock this morning.
I'm still not over the fact that the passing of Michelle Trachtenberg. I mean, just a couple days ago, she passed at such a young age, and it takes me back to my childhood because Michelle, she starred in the movie Harriet the Spy. And I, as a kid, over and over on repeat, I remember having the orange VHS cassette tape, and I got a composition book because of Harriet the Spy. You know that composition book she uses as a journal?
She was a huge influence for you, wasn't she?
She was. And just knowing that she passed at such a young age really, really hurt. But it also brought back a lot of memories with that movie, Harriet the Spy. And I don't know if you've seen the movie, but there is a scene in the movie Harriet the Spy that every single time I watch it, it brings me to tears. And it's the part when Rosie O'Donnell, she plays Gully, which is the nanny of Harriet. And unfortunately, she has to part ways from Harriet.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, come on. If you haven't seen it, it's like since 1997. All
is
right?
This the one that you were quoting yesterday?
This is the one I was quoting yesterday. But this is also an addition to it. And I'd love to play a scene from you for that movie that made me cry.
This is the scene that makes you cry from a movie. Are we going to get tears here?
You're going to get tears.
Okay. We all have a scene in a movie that makes us cry. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. Let's put this one to the test. This is from Harriet the Spy.
I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry.
That's okay to cry, but whatever you do, don't laugh. No, Harriet, I will not tolerate laughter as I leave. No. Hey. Come here. And remember, a good spy can get in there and fight.
It had been on a rainy day. It's like, of course, they have a rainy day. The cab picks her up. She has her luggage. It's right in front of her house. It has always, always made me tear up watching that part of the movie.
What is that scene that will get you every single time? 702-364-9400. Ashley, good morning. Do you have a scene like that?
Good morning. Yes. Okay. So my scene is the beginning of Up. Who hasn't seen Up?
Oh, gosh. You just say Up and I start crying.
Yeah.
You have the progression of like them meeting each other, growing up, growing as adults. And it's just, oh.
Oh, Ashley, don't cry. I'm going to cry.
You get me. Well, it hits home for me because I've known my husband since we were in seventh grade. And I just imagine living like that. So,
oh, that's really beautiful, Ashley. It just makes you appreciate those people in your life that you know they're your rock. You know, they are your person. That's how you feel about your husband, Ashley?
Yes.
And Ashley, just the way that the movie and the soundtrack, just the start of that song, It just makes me want to burst out into tears.
Every time I hear that, it's like so emotional. Ashley, that's such a great movie. Thank you for making me remember that one. There is a movie that I saw as a kid that forever traumatized me. Like, I saw this sign and I lost it. And even as an adult, when I see it, if I come across it on YouTube or something, I'm like, oh no, I can't. It's just, was anyone else like this when they saw the movie My Girl? Do you remember that movie?
Of course I remember that
Macaulay
movie.
Macaulay Culkin, Anna Chlumsky, spoiler alert, one of the characters passes away and she goes into the open casket funeral and this is what got me.
His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on.
I don't know.
Put on his glasses. Who's going to be an acrobat?
He's gone, sweetheart. He's gone.
She's talking about his glasses. Put on his glasses.
He was going to be an acrobat. Oh. And then not only that, why is the dad saying, he's gone, honey?
Okay, now's not the time for tough love, Dan Aykroyd. Why don't you just like be a little sympathetic, my gosh.
He gets down on his knee. He's looking at her. He's gone, honey. He's
okay,
gone.
Thanks. Go bust some ghosts. Get out of here.
Go bust some ghosts. That's a good one.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
And Angela's joining the show. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Thank you for being a part of our Oh Wow Wheel. You are our guest vetoer. We are going to give the Oh Wow Wheel a big spin here. It's going to land on one of us, myself, Steph, or Ramon, and you get to decide if we're going to play the song that it lands on. Okay, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Steph, it landed on you.
It did, yes.
All right, so Steph, tell Angela what your category is, what your song is, and then Angela, if you want to play it, say play it. If you want to veto, just yell out veto, okay?
Got it.
All right, Angela, my category is a song, a 2000s throwback. This came out 12 years ago in 2013. I went with Ain't It Fun by Paramore.
What do you think, Angela?
I think we should veto it.
No!
Oh, that would hurt.
Ouch!
That would hurt.
You can't take it personally, Steph. We gave Angela that power.
Right,
and
we did.
And we got to go with it.
I'm feeling it this morning.
All right, so that means... I'm sorry, everyone. It's moving to my song.
Okay.
So my category, let me grab it. It was a song from a superhero movie. So I picked a song from the movie Spider-Man. It's by Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott,
okay.
Hero. And it's going to play thanks to Angela. It's Mix 94.1. I am so high. Hero on Mix 94.1 for the Oh Wow Wheel.
Which Spider-Man movie was that?
That was like the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, with Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a long time ago, but I love that song. That was my category for the Oh Wow Wheel. Song from a superhero movie. I got to play mine because Steph got the veto for her 2000s throwback of Paramore, which a lot of people are upset about. And so if you want to hear that song, you know... Next hour, we have the Friday Rewind. Just go ahead and request that.
Yes,
and we can try
it.
To still get it on here. Before 9 o'clock, your tickets to Disneyland. When you hear us play an artist that is starred on a Disney Channel show, be caller 20, and you're going to get a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Now, Ramon, again, every time we go to him, he leaves the studio, but he was not in the mix for the Oh Wow Wheel this morning. His category was what? He was Pisces?
Yes. Ramon's category was singers whose zodiac sign is a Pisces, and he went with Rihanna and Umbrella.
Oh, perfect. We love that song. So it was all three good choices. There was no losing on the Oh Wow Wheel today.
No, so. For sure.
Yeah, get those requests in early for any of these throwback songs that you want to hear next hour when we hit the Friday Rewind. And maybe, well, this is a good example. Give you a little preview of what's to come next hour. TLC, No Scrubs, it's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Maria, this is not picking up on my end.
What? Okay, let's hold on. Okay, let's try me. What about now?
Hey, Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
There you are. Yeah. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am ready.
Okay.
I'm excited and nervous.
Oh, you got this. I think we've had winners all week for Heads
Up. I think so, too.
So you would just be like the cherry on top here, Maria. Tickets to see Big Time Rush at Planet Hollywood August 30th. Your category today is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President's Day was what, last week?
Yep.
And so these are all things that are associated with the president, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Just got it. All we got to do is get 6 in 60 seconds. That's it. So we can do this. I know it. Let's just concentrate, buckle down, and make you a winner.
You guys got this. Okay. Get ready because your 60 seconds for Heads Up, it starts now.
This is the current president.
Donald Trump.
Yes. This is the position right below the president.
Vice president.
Yes. This is the person married to the president.
The first lady?
Yes. This is what they fly on, the name of their plane.
Air Force One?
Yes. This is where they get most of their business done. They go, their desk is in there. It's the what?
White House?
It's a specific room in the White House.
The Oval Office?
Yes! I'm going to pass on that one. This is where they live. You just said it. The what?
The White House.
Yes!
Wow. Nice job!
Maria! No problem. You got it. Congratulations! congratulations. You are now a big winner. Two tickets to Big Time Rush at Planet Hollywood on August 30th. Hey, Maria, it's not just that. You are also in that grand prize drawing, which we are going to be doing today, where you could actually get upgraded tickets. And you might be sitting front row watching Carlos and James and Kendall and Logan. Like, how amazing would that be?
Oh, my gosh. That would be crazy.
Well, congratulations, Maria. Super excited for you. Hang on the line. We'll get some information for you. And the winning, it doesn't stop. Before 9 o'clock, you want to be listening for us to play an artist who has starred on a Disney Channel show. When you hear them, be caller 20, and we'll have a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort for you. I'm so
tired. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Sabrina, what's going on?
Hi, not much.
What are you calling about this morning?
The Disney tickets.
Oh, because you just heard who?
Olivia Rodrigo.
And she starred in what show on the Disney Channel?
Well, I know she did a couple. So the musical, the series, and Bizarre Bark?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You are really. I didn't think anyone would know Bizarre Bark. Wow. That's awesome. Sabrina, you're caller 20. Nice job. You just got a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And Sabrina, that's not all. We are going to also qualify you for this grand prize, where you could get a two-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and upgraded three-day, one-park-per-day tickets.
Yay!
Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
You are going to have the best time. And coming up next hour, make sure you're listening. We've got tickets and a major concert announcement to make. It's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So yesterday was supposed to be like this big day where the Jeffrey Epstein files were going to be revealed by the Department of Justice.
And yeah,
it was a bust. It was documents that were already released. No new information. And that got both Republicans and Democrats very, very angry. Well, then the House Judiciary GOP X account, they decided they were going to make a big show of the release, and they posted breaking Epstein files released. And then there was a link that when you clicked it, it redirected you to another link. And that link was Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. I'm not joking. The House Judiciary Committee GOP X account Rickrolled Americans.
Wow. I am done. I mean, okay, will I be mad? Yes. But like, in the light of everything going on in the world, I mean, come on. Like, let's have some fun.
Well, I can appreciate that, but like, this is a government account. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? This isn't clown school. Come on. Why are we doing this?
I think it's great. I think it's like one of those things. It's like, okay, you know, we're so serious and everything has to be so, you know, ABC. And then for it to be like, it's just a joke. Yes, mad, but also at the end of the day, come on, let's laugh a little bit.
I agree with the laughing. I just don't think the government should be doing it. It's just me. But that, you know what? It is what it is. But there was nothing that was really revealed on it, so people were kind of like, well, okay,
where did the term Rick Rolling come from? Like, what? I've never.
So his name is Rick Astley,
right?
And that, I don't know, like, where, how it generated, or who Rick rolled for the first time. Rick, let's find out.
Yeah,
Rick Rolling
start or something.
Beginning, who started the Rick roll? What is the origin of the Rickroll? Rickrolling started around 2007 on online bulletin boards like Reddit, where users would post a link that unexpectedly directed other users to a video.
That is great.
Of Rick Astley.
That is great.
That is pretty funny. All right. Also this morning, we know sodas, processed foods, things like that are not good for us, but new research is proving just how bad they are for our health. This was rather shocking. A new study ranked 5,800 foods based on how they affect longevity and how much time they shave off of our lifespan by consuming them. This is from the University of Michigan, and they analyzed all these foods for things like additives and fats and calories and sugar content. And what they found might make you consider some of the things you eat. It turns out like a sugar sweetened soda, like a soft drink like Coke or Pepsi, that can shorten your life by 12 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Like one can of Pepsi.
One.
You lose 12 minutes of your life.
That seems really like... That seems like a lot.
Okay, think about how many sodas you've ever drank in your life.
That can't be one. That's got to be just like in general, don't you think? That seems ridiculous. Chicken wings can cut 3.5 minutes off of your life.
Ooh.
So if I eat a bunch of wings, there goes a half hour. Like, what the heck?
I mean, at least in one sitting, I eat at least 6 chicken wings.
That's crazy. A serving of cheese can take more than a minute off of a healthy lifespan. That's a serving.
A serving of cheese, though?
I don't know, but I know my servings are bigger than the average serving.
I had a pizza last night, so where am I at with that?
The study does have some good news. It turns out you can actually boost longevity by eating healthier foods. So eating a banana can add 13.5 minutes to your life.
Oh.
A portion of baked salmon adds 16 minutes. Eating 30 grams of nuts can add another 26 minutes. So if you're going to have a Coke, have some nuts with it.
Or a banana. Balance it out.
All right. Finally, this morning, everybody's favorite British cartoon pig family is growing. Peppa Pig, her mom, or mum, Mummy Pig just announced that she is expecting another baby. And the big reveal happened during a live segment on Good Morning Britain. Here is Mummy Pig making the announcement.
I'm excited to share that our family is getting even bigger because we're having another baby.
They are having another baby. Oh, Peppa's not going to be happy about this.
Peppa Pig, from what I heard last week, we talked about the shows that parents do not like. And Peppa Pig, wasn't she high up on the list?
She's kind of a brat, honestly. Like, she's cute and all, but sometimes she gets really bratty. Fans can look forward to the pregnancy storyline unfolding in the show's season finale on March 30th with the new baby making its debut in the fall. I see you just put in that clip.
Can you please play
this? This is the best clip from Peppa Pig. I love this. I think it is so funny when her friend knows how to whistle and she can't.
Can you whistle, Susie?
No.
Oh, good. I mean, that's sad if you can't whistle. But good, because I can't whistle.
What's whistling anyway?
You put your lips together and blow.
Like this.
She was on the phone and she legit hung up on her because she knew how to.
Peppa is petty. It should be not Peppa Pig, but Petty Pig.
She is so petty. We do have some audio from the first episode of where they unveil the pregnancy. I kid. I'm going back to 2007 right now. Like, here we go. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to kick off the Friday Rewind. Get those early requests in at 702-364-9400.